Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist as the Warriors get ready for the start of regional play, postseason play on Saturday night hosting Lewis Central. Let's talk about the regular season first. You end up 19-2, another fantastic regular season, co-conference champions for the second year in a row. Just what's your overall analysis of the first 21?
Yeah, we had a great regular season, led by our four seniors, three senior starters. They had great years for us, reached some milestones with Ava getting 500 rebounds. Pearl had just a tremendous defensive season, leading our charge on the defensive end again. And then she really came along offensively, being our second leading scorer at 8 points a game. And then Hannah had some big games for us as well, 25 points against Indianola. Another good game against Waukee. She's real confident right now. And then, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about our sensational sophomore, Braylon Birmingham. 50-point game at Waukee, averaging almost 31 a game, 8 rebounds. So just a great season as a team, regular season, and then a lot of very good individual performances as well.
I think I asked you early in the season if 30 points a game was sustainable. I guess it was.
Yeah, and you know, in a lot of the competitive games, we needed it. She can score in so many ways, and I'm just proud of her for how her game's evolved within this season. Her mid-range game has gotten so much better, you know. Teams will put so much emphasis on stopping her at the rim or the block, trying to, you know, rush out to get, you know, close out on her three-point shot, that, you know, she's going around them, stopping at the mid-range and making a lot of those shots. So she just, there's no one that works harder than her, and she's in the gym all the time shooting, and I'm just really proud of the regular season she's had, and she's ready to help lead us to a big postseason as well.
And I know you have bigger goals coming up, but what did it mean to wrap up another Little Hawkeye Conference title?
You know, just by beating DCG, splitting with them, I think it's one of the top conferences in the state, especially at the 4A level. You know, DCG's ranked 2, we're ranked 3. The only blemish on either team in the conference was each other. So just a great Little Hawkeye Conference season. We got some postseason awards that we haven't shared yet, but those will be coming out shortly after the season's over. And just really proud of the Little Hawkeye season and how well we played in it.
Well, now you get ready for Class 4A regional play, and you've had, it'll be about 7-8 days off since your regular season finale. What have you been working on here with this time off here to get ready and polished up for the postseason?
Well, we figured we'd play Lewis Central. We kept an eye on that score on Wednesday night. So they're making a 2-hour drive tomorrow night to play at 7 o'clock in the NPEC. And it's a familiar opponent. We played them, you know, my first year. We played them in the regular season, lost a close one, lost a real close one in the regional final at their place. And then last couple years, we've won the games in the regular season against them. So familiar opponent that we won 66-30 at their place, so we're going to have to start fast like we did there. You know, pressure defense, efficient offense. And then on the other side, hopefully we take care of business and we have Independence as the 2 seed, which I didn't know a whole lot about them. You know, 2.5 hours away, Independence, Iowa. So we're thinking they'll probably make the trip on Tuesday and packed NPEC for a regional final again, and I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely. A lot of fun last year in that regional final when you took on Pella to go to state. But first things first, Lewis Central. Again, you mentioned it, a team you beat by 36 on the road in December. They've got looks like a standout player in Macy Vetter, a guard, leads them in scoring with about 17 a game. Also their top assist and rebound girl. Fortunately, you've got two or three really standout defenders you can probably use to try to slow her down.
Yeah, I mean, we love putting Pearl on the other team's top scorer, and Pearl's length this year has given a lot of opponents' best player a lot of trouble. you know, she's 5'11 now, but she plays like her wingspan's like 6'2 or 6'3. So her length really disrupts the other team's best player and shooter. So Pearl will get that task. And then, you know, they got her sister scoring pretty decently and a couple other girls. But I really like how our defense has come along, and we've worked on refining some of those things and being even better this week with the 8-day layoff.
You know, not necessarily asking for anything specific, but are there some wrinkles you've been holding back or some defenses that you might have to bring out here over these next couple of games?
You know, we like mixing defenses. You know, when teams take a timeout, we like to change it up on them and keep them on their toes. So, yeah, we've worked on a couple little secondary defenses, but you know, man-to-man defense in the half court is our bread and butter, and I think we can win the one-on-one matchups. And you know, I just really like our defenders better than the other team's offensive players. So, if we do the job in the half court, we're going to be in really good shape in these games.
And what's maybe one big key against Lewis Central that you'll point to, maybe the final thing you'll say before you head out of the locker room?
Just, you know, play every possession like it's your last. You know, the postseason, you can't have any regrets. You know, a lot of these postseason games, the further you get, come down to a possession or two. So you don't want to look back and say, I wish I would have. You know, I wish I would have sprinted back in 3 seconds in transition. I wish I would have sprinted the floor, getting all the way to the corner so that, you know, our teammate can find us, our point guard can find us in transition. So sprinting the floor, defending our butts off, just playing as hard as we can, that will be enough and that will do the job for us.
And if you do take care of business on Saturday night, like you said earlier, it'll probably be Independence coming in. Have you had much time to study up on them?
Yeah, we're doing our homework on all possible opponents, and they're led by a freshman and a sophomore as their top two scorers, and then a junior does really well too. So they've got three pretty efficient double-digit scorers that we'll have to do a good job on. So we haven't shared any of that with the girls yet because we want to keep, you know, their focus on the opponent in front of us, and that's Lewis Central. But yeah, the coaches have been doing overtime work and doing our film work, and hopefully we'll be sharing that with them shortly after tomorrow night.
Once again, we've been talking with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. So you're 2 wins away from state, getting back to where everybody wants to get again. Last year, of course, a trip to the state semifinals. Just how excited is that locker room right now to get out there and hopefully win 2 games over the next 4 days?
Yeah, we're going to chase that banner the next 2 nights out, Saturday and Tuesday. That's always our next, you know, little Hawkeye Conference Championship was our first goal. Banner chasing, getting that state tournament berth is our second goal. And then this team has what it takes, I think, to hoist that big trophy on March 7th. And, you know, that's, you know, thinking long term, that's our big goal. And, you know, we're going to have to play our best, knock down big shots, get key stops defensively against really good teams. But it's our goal, and I think everyone in that locker room believes in it. So it's going to be fun. I can't wait to start the postseason tomorrow night with this amazing group. And we're just excited to hit the floor tomorrow night together.
That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. Warriors are at home Saturday night, taking on Lewis Central in a regional semifinal game. So head out there if you want to catch some good basketball. And coach, we thank you for your time. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.